When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
If you are not contradicting yourself, you're not growing. Because think about it, right? Do you still have the same thoughts and beliefs that you had when you were 15 or 16? Obviously not, right? And some of the mistakes you may have made at that age, or maybe 17 or 18 or even last year, like, you feel differently about it, right? Maybe the way you used to date 5 years ago is not the same way you date now. Your requirements are stricter. Like, you're not making some of those same mistakes. You're not that naive, right? Like, as we just live our lives, to be honest, in this day and age of information, we get so much information and knowledge on social media, even if you follow the right people. But we're always being, as you go through life, you will always get new information. You will always get more knowledge on different things, right? And especially as you grow in your faith too, you will always get different convictions that will cause you to change your life and start living it differently. So how you did things last year or even last month, let alone 10 years ago, is not how you do things today. And how you do things today is not the same way you will do it a year from now, or 6 months from now, or 10 years from now, right? We are constantly growing and constantly evolving. So your thought patterns and your beliefs, your sense of self-concept, your sense of identity, who you believe you are to be, the type of person you think you are, the type of person you identify with today, is not the same person you will identify with a year from now. You see what I'm saying? Like, we are constantly evolving. So to say that, or to try to be perfect and not say the wrong things because you're afraid you'll contradict yourself, is not realistic. If you don't contradict yourself a year from now for certain things, then you have not grown. If you are currently dating in a way now where you don't have or don't enforce your boundaries, you attract, or not necessarily attract, but you allow people into your space that don't respect you, that don't value you or your time, right? Like, if you are still dating the same way a year from now, you have not evolved. If you believe something, if you have like a toxic belief about men, if you are still one of the men are trash people, if you still subscribe to that narrative, if you still subscribe to that narrative a year from now, you will still attract the same type of men who are trash, and your life will not improve. But if you, let's say you work on that, you heal whatever ties you to such a toxic mindset around men, knowing you want one, right? If you heal from that, a year from now, you might be somebody who says, no, I like men, men are nice, and I only give my attention to the ones who value me. If you think like that, then you're directly contradicting the version of you last year who was the president of the Men Are Trash Committee. But you see how that's not a bad thing? You see how you contradict yourself because you actually evolved? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, there's no need for you to go through life feeling like, oh, I have to tiptoe around how I feel about something, because you can evolve a year from now. And yeah, I know, like, for me specifically, because of the fact that I am on a public platform, you know, with how sensitive people are, depending on if I say something that people perceive to be really bad, then, you know, they might be more unforgiving than maybe people in my space, in my circle or something like that. there might be bigger consequences because of more exposure, etc., etc. But it's like, I feel like if it's something that was maybe offensive, genuinely offensive, then what's important is just addressing things head on and acknowledging my mistakes and moving on from that, right? Versus just ignoring it and trying to act like you didn't say this or you didn't hurt people, you didn't offend people, blah, blah, blah. But I just, if you feel that way, you have to free yourself from that. You have to free yourself from that because you will not be the same person 6 months from now. You will not be the same person a year from now. You are evolving. If you are listening to this podcast, you are evolving, right? The very fact of you taking time out of your day to listen to something that is uplifting, you are evolving. So it's okay. You don't have to worry about walking on eggshells or being perfect today, because a year from now, things will be better. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.